Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Night. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than our friend Justin Duckham. Busy times in D.C. And we talked about this the other day, that trade was out there like kind of a piece of raw meat, and you had a tug of war between the two lions in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the rest of the group, of course, on the Hill. What ended up happening there?
Well, today the Senate was taking on the vote to give the president essentially fast-track authority. This sort of meant that Congress would not have been able to amend any trade agreements that go before them, and they ended up voting this down and essentially blocking it. What happened is in the middle of the day, a number of Democrats who were initially perceived to be supporters of this came out and said that they are in fact not going to be backing it until they get a number of other legislative requirements out of the way. This includes some legislation to take on currency manipulation, and they did not receive that in time, so therefore this was filibustered. This has previously been a piece of legislation that Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said he was going to push back against heavily. This has been a primary talking point for Senator Elizabeth Warren lately, who has become sort of the face of the Democratic Party. And the White House has been trying very heavily, as you mentioned earlier, to push this at the forefront of their agenda. So this is being viewed right now as a very major kind of slap in the face to the Obama White House.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think that, you know, sometimes when this kind of a thing happens, like you say, it's a slap back to the White House. This will, as far as like news cycles, we talk about that here on America Tonight. This will cycle around for a little bit this week, won't it?
It certainly will. The White House has already said that they are not prepared to give this up. They essentially wrote off the vote today, essentially calling it a procedural snafu, and they intend to bring this forward again. After the vote was held today, they met with a number of Senate Democrats at the White House, including Patty Murray, who is the senator for Washington, who's sort of the point person on this, and they are doubling down on their efforts to reach for their own party to get some support here. Right now, it looks like they have Republican support, but they have maintained that this is something that they essentially need bipartisan support, even in small token measures, to move forward with.
All right, so we move from the whole trade thing to something I happen to see a little piece on this. We've been talking about all the Republicans who are jumping in, and so far not Jeb Bush, but we know that's happening. And I guess he's decided to skip the Iowa straw poll. Is this smart strategy on his part? Why would he do that?
Well, it is smart strategy to a certain extent. The straw poll is essentially just a money suck for a lot of candidates who know that they're not going to fare very well in Iowa. Right now, the Jeb Bush campaign has sort of written off the Hawkeye state to a large extent. They know that this is probably going to go towards a more social conservative. This is probably going to be Ted Cruz country or Huckabee country or essentially anybody else at Jeb. So there's really not a chance that he was going to be able to do well in the straw poll. And also, the straw poll has in recent years become sort of delegitimized as a way to try to, put a party out or to put a candidate out there. In the past, this was viewed as something that was sort of a dry run for a campaign. A candidate could sort of get their legs, could sort of fundraise, could put their legs out there. But last time around, when we had it in 2011, we ended up seeing Michelle Bachmann winning it after putting in a whole lot of money. And then ultimately, on the night of the Iowa caucus, she came in dead last. So it really kind of drew a new perspective to the straw poll. It showed that even if you fare well in it, it doesn't really measure how you're going to do as a candidate in Iowa. And I would not be surprised if we see a number of other candidates follow suit and skip it as well.
Speaking of Jeb Bush, I know one thing that people were talking about, you know this too, the former Florida governor kind of put his brother on notice, and he said he misheard a previous question on the issue of if he would have invaded Iraq, and of course that is making the rounds, isn't it?
Certainly is, and that's what an ex-aide apparently said had happened. But it's sort of it's hard to imagine that, considering he actually gave a pretty, informed answer in the sense that had he faced the intelligence that his brother had in the White House, he would have invaded Iraq and so would have Hillary Clinton. So it's, sort of hard to take his argument that he misheard that on the face of it. But interestingly enough, we've also seen a number of other candidates now weigh in on the same question, the most prominent of which is Chris Christie, who today sort of drew a comparison between Jet by saying, had he known what we know now, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, he certainly would not have invaded the, or ordered the invasion of Iraq. So a little bit of daylight between the two candidates, both of whom are considered to be the establishment favorites to a certain extent.
Yeah, and you know this from jumping into politics. You mentioned Chris Christie. He's really hanging out in the Granite State, isn't he, New Hampshire? So I guess he's trying to hang his hat on the whole New Hampshire thing and maybe turn the opinion around before he jumps into the race, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's not polling very well. He's faced a number of scandals. Yesterday, there was one coming out that showed that he had spent upwards of about, I believe, 200 or sorry, 82,000, some ridiculous number for you know, business at a you know, local sporting event where he bought you know, food and drinks for a good number of people, and that you know, sort of rubbed people the wrong way, even though the governor's office ultimately paid that back through his own personal funds. Bridgegate, of course, continues to hit him pretty badly, but he's convinced, I would imagine, that he'd do well in New Hampshire since he is somebody who, you know, sort of had establishment support. He was the former, you know, chairman of the National Governors Association, had shown that he could raise a lot of money in that regard, and has also shown that he has a lot of money essentially waiting for him. He has New Jersey, of course, as his backyard, which is in itself the backyard to Wall Street, and a prime location to raise quite a bit of money if he, you know, really wants to have you push. So all of that kind of makes him, you know, sort of the ideal candidate for New Hampshire, the state that's typically considered to be the more pragmatic of the early caucus states, and one that a candidate like Chris Christie could fare well in, as opposed to Iowa or South Carolina or any of the other earlier ones.
Yeah, and we spent so much time talking about the Republicans, and you and I have talked a little bit about the Democrats that may jump into this. You know, what would be a big number? Do you think we'll see 3, 4, maybe 5, or 5 would be tops?
Are we talking about Democrats who would jump in?
Yeah.
I would probably say we are probably going to end up seeing about, you know, 5 or so. I think, of course, we already have Lincoln Chafee. We have Bernie Sanders. We probably have Biden who's going to get in the mix. Probably Jim Webb from Virginia is going to enter. And, of course, Hillary Clinton. And, you know, we could be surprised. We could see some dark horse candidates enter. We know that for a number of years there's been some mumblings about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York and being, you know, potential presidential material. Bill de Blasio is making a big push in D.C. today, promoting what he's describing as the new contract for America for progressives. He could, you know, enter to make things interesting. And, you know, there's a wide variety of people who I'm sure wake up every morning and see the next president of the United States in the mirror when they, you know, are getting dressed. And, you know, this is the time for a lot of candidates who want to, you know, make a name for themselves, want to maybe join the cottage industry of former presidential candidates to enter the race, even if they know it's sort of a long shot.
Yeah, boy, and we both know that when you want to talk about a long shot. And then some people weighed in about Tom Brady and the whole Deflategate, even the White House. Is that because, and you know this, you've been to some of these White House briefings that you get tired of the same old questions, so someone throws a pardon the pun, kind of a curveball?
There we go. It's one of those things where you kind of give the people what they want. The White House has said that Tom Brady is, you know, essentially a very good athlete and sort of backed away from anything, you know, definitive on that. And, you know, we've seen a number of other, you know, politicians kind of weighing it out as well. Donald Trump, who may be running for president, also gave a pretty fiery speech today, saying that the accusations were baseless and this is just out of jealousy. And since nobody can defeat Tom Brady on the field, this is the only way to do it. But overall, you know, it's probably not going to have much of an impact on what's going on over here in D.C.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Zuckham, thanks a lot.
Thank you. You have a great one.
You too. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
After 7 years, that's what he goes there for. Is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a crystal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend. Touch your face again.
Hey, coming up at the tail end of the hour, your fave. It's about the numbers, baby, and we're going to chase those numbers. We can count. Do you know that we've got another big horse race coming up this week, and a couple of you told me to take my blinders off. That's right, the Preakness. Because once the horse wins the Kentucky Derby, we start to talk about it as a possible Triple Crown contender. Could American Pharoah be that horse? We'll talk about that later in the week and give you the odds and all that kind of good stuff, too, as well. In the meantime, we have some breaking news. At least five people, they say, died from the Amtrak train derailment near Philadelphia. The Philadelphia mayor, Michael Nutter, has come on to announce that terrible accident. Can't tell you how many times, and I know some of you listening have been on that Amtrak line. We've talked about it before. And it's sad. You see at least 50 people are injured. You see the train, and it is completely tilted on its side. You had firemen that got there pretty fast, and they went to work going from car to car trying to grab passengers, anyone, you know, that they could find from this train that just, boom, off the tracks. And no indication, they say, at this point, because naturally we always have to rule out terrorism immediately when something like this happens. So right now, anyway, the FBI is saying no chance. They don't believe of terrorism. They don't think there's any terrorism here. But certainly for the families waiting for the people on that train to get home, terrible moments. while they saw that unfold and saw some of the incoming video, if they were watching the local news and whatnot, and then, you know, the shock of that train derailing itself. And, you know, the we have train derailments, and we have had a bunch of different train derailments in New York. They had a couple within this last 2 year period, but still it is pretty rare when you hear about it. And you're somebody who's ridden a train like that, you just take that kind of stuff for granted, don't you? Boom. You step on, the doors close, that's it. How fast are we going to get there? Flip open my netbook or whatever it is that I've got with me, and then we're off to the races, and we're going to get there, right? And we're texting and doing everything else. And then something like that happens. And, of course, on those trains, on those Amtrak trains, with the way the seats are configured, and when it flips, you can imagine, because I've ridden that train many, many times. I mean, there is no seatbelt. There's no seatbelt configuration, so it topples over. You're just grabbing on for dear life, grabbing on anything that you can possibly find. And this thing was definitely right on its side. So anyway, anything we find out about that, obviously, we'll let you know what happened there. Terrible, terrible, terrible stuff. Other things from the world of odds and ends, you know, Nepal has already been rocked to its core. Now they're saying a second quake killed some more in Nepal, dozens dead, another major earthquake. What is going on? Centered right there in Nepal, again, a beautiful area on a lot of people's bucket list. A lot of Americans go there, and now at least 65 people have died from Tuesday's 7.3 earthquake there. That's, you know, what the Nepali government is saying. The number of people injured is at 1,926. At least 17 people in India have also died as a result of the tremor. So lots of people affected by this. There was a military helicopter, one of ours, that was declared missing while in Nepal to support the earthquake relief efforts. And the Huey helicopter had 6 Marines, 2 Nepalis aboard at the time. The aftershocks continuing there. There were some news crews happened to be there filming stories and whatnot. They say they felt that what it felt like, it was so big. It was at 2 a.m. local time there. It shook buildings. You could see the buildings and the windows pop out in some cases. Survivors of the other quake, completely terrified of this. They were sleeping. They ran out from their houses. I mean, this is just over 2 weeks after thousands of people died in that mammoth earthquake. So here we go again. Boom! A double whammy. Nepal getting hit hard by another tremor, where you've got more people dead and 1,000 people at least injured. I was looking at some video somebody sent me a link to, and it's pretty nasty. Same thing, where buildings just right before your eyes collapsed, cars overturned, that whole thing. And if this is only a couple weeks, there was documentary filmmakers there. There were people on the ground trying to help other people, and it was awful. It said the shaking, because it was so intense and because they were completely panicked because they've just gone through it. And I was reading some tweets, and the tweets were saying, for example, this one from Mark Serrato, who says, "It was impressive to hear the screaming of all the people. The earth has been shaking again in Nepal." And, of course, because of the carnage that happened the first time around. And you've got these people in northwest India who were also hit by this. So casualties, that's, again, picking through the different villages who are, you know, trying to figure out who may have been affected by this. And I was looking at a map, and you had on April 25th is when you had the 7.8 earthquake, 7.3 May 12th, so the earth is shaking there, shifting there, not too far outside of Kathmandu, not, you know, right on the cusp of Everest, and all those little villages in there, certainly,
people huddled together, but the buildings, they have some pretty tall buildings, especially, and I say tall, tall for Kathmandu, and those things are just crumbling just immediately once that tremor hits. And they even said that the tremor, like last time, set off landslides. So they were seeing some more landslides too, and it's a question of the Red Cross and going house to house to look at the damages. So we have early statistics on this, but that could change. And you know, we had problems, or we heard about problems about the airport there, and the airport is pretty risky because of the short runway, and it's surrounded by mountains. So normally, where people are excited and coming down, now it's even that much more dangerous. So this, you know, now what about aftershocks, shocks, more of those? Pretty brutal. And because of the news people that were on the ground, they managed to film some things, so they turned their cameras on and they had them on already. So then in looking at it, wow, it's pretty crazy to see that. And it would have to make you wonder, you're a person who's lived there, lifelong Nepali, and you see these, just literally, the ruins around you. And, you know, we talked to somebody from the UN about the school in a box and what do you do to calm and alleviate the fears of all the people, as, you know, kids especially have all these dead people around them. They have no home anymore. And the whole thing was to give them a sense of, okay, now you're in school. But what do you say to them when you have it happen twice? I mean, were the people more prepared this time? I think they weren't, because how would they be more prepared? They're still picking up from the last time. And probably, you know how that is, they probably felt like the threat was gone. So a catastrophic earthquake hits your area. Think about it. I mean, really, Mother Nature can throw anything at you. But are you thinking, yeah, you know, in 2 weeks, we're going to have an equally as powerful earthquake, and we better be prepared for it? Of course you're not. You're thinking, ugh, damage done, this is awful, this seismic activity. But we've dodged it, and we move on. I mean, honestly, any of these lifelong people are not thinking the land is going to go crashing again. This isn't going to happen to us, right? And now they get hit by this. And it's the aftershocks, too, that they're going to have to deal with. And, I mean, this is life. Curveballs happen. Terrible curveballs. And looking at the pictures, it's terrible. You got people in the street with sheets over them. And already it was about picking up the pieces. Now it's equally as bad with this second one. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will.
Time for a little segment I like to call Cry Baby Cry. And here is our first cry baby. Her name, you may have heard of her, Kim Kardashian, rarely uttered on this show that name. But Kim Kardashian has to be warned to cut her water use because of the California drought. I mean, what's a $10,000 fine to Kim K or Kim West, whichever she calls herself, when she's at home? She doesn't care. I mean, she's not saying I don't care, but she can pay the fines. So she wants green lawns at her mansion, and she's willing to pay. But she has been warned. So that means they are looking at her. They are driving around that mansion, and they're looking to see what's going on there. She has a newly installed lawn, and basically what the deal is, you know, let half of it die or replace it with artificial grass, sweetie, because it doesn't matter that you have a lot of money. We are coming after you. They sent personal letters to Kardashian warning her to stop it, to cut the water on her Hidden Hills estate by 50%. Because she's like every other Californian. She's experiencing the worst drought in the history of that state. And those letters are being sent out to anyone and everybody who violates it. And, you know, the residents are turning in the celebrities. They're saying it's much more fun to see what happens with the celebrities' lawns than the rest of us. So Kardashian's rep said, oh, Kim's been out of the country. She's been to Brazil. And she takes this drought seriously. She is going to have no problem letting her grass go brown. Wah, wah. Where's that crybaby? Yeah, right. Oh, you got to love. I'll tell you what, you have to love, though, that she has a spokesperson that speaks for her to make sure that people know. They come up with a statement and say the statement. Oh, she takes this drought seriously. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to shut, now that you caught us, we're going to shut all those sprinklers off, and we're going to comply. Because we don't want this to look bad on her. Isn't that funny? That the handlers who are normally dealing with things like what she's doing with her rear end and posing with the rear end exposed or some other Kardashian thing that's happening, whether it's Bruce Jenner or whatever. Now it's just about the water use thing. All right, here's the other one. And do we care about this? I mean, this is, of course, this was in the front page of the New York Post, but that's kind of the gossipy newspaper in our biggest city. But Tiger Woods. Okay, so Tiger Woods and our best skier ever, female-wise, Lindsey Vonn. I mean, she's incredible. No question, the things that she's accomplished on the slopes. So she hooks up with Tiger Woods, like she doesn't know his past. But now we're starting to read all the stories about, you know, why did they split up after 3 years? And friends, wink, wink, are leaking out that it's because he cheated on her with a faceless, nameless woman. Who is the faceless, nameless woman? Was it like before with the first wife? Was it a waitress where he went every day to IHOP or whatever? Was it somebody that was working the desk someplace that he checked in? Was it somebody much different than that? I mean, who cares? Who cares? But supposedly he confessed to a one-night stand, so he made sure, hey, it's a one-night stand to Lindsey Vonn, which they say led to the breakup. And they have, again, this is the celebrity thing. Do we care? But they have to announce officially their split. And, of course, we know the torrid details, because you couldn't get away from them, of the split with the first wife that fell apart after it was revealed that he slept with how many women? I don't know. Dozens and dozens and dozens during their six-year marriage. So, once again, I think we bring the crybaby up for this in our crybaby segment, because I don't think we feel sorry for Lindsey Vonn, who, again, is one of the best skiers, incredibly talented woman. If that's true, look, she hooked up with a guy who was a serial philanderer, and you know what you're getting into. Do you think that he was going to change overnight? And really, honestly, it goes back to the same thing. Do we care? No. No, but it makes such big news that it's, you know, all over, plastered all over the New York Post, because obviously somebody wants to read about that, right? Somebody wants to read about it. And how about the White House? Sometimes they are the biggest bunch of babies. Where's that baby? I just had that baby in the studio. Can I hear that baby? Is the baby there somewhere? Now, you know, of course, I would never let a baby cry on and on like that. But the White House rejecting the claims, the reporters' claims about the death of bin Laden, the secret's out. They're blasting the report by Seymour Hersh, who is a veteran investigative reporter, a good reporter. There's no question he has produced some incredible pieces of journalism. He questioned the elements of what the narrative was on the 2011 killing of Osama bin Laden. I'm going to say to Seymour Hersh, thank goodness. The story, is from the White House's point of view, they say, is riddled with inaccuracies and outright falsehoods. That's what they're calling it, falsehoods. So it was a 10,000-word article, which is a lot. It was published online in the London Review of Books, and it credits an unnamed Pakistani intelligence officer with locating bin Laden, claims that the terror chief was actually kept prisoner by the Pakistanis at a compound in Abbottabad. So then you had NBC trying to get our credibility back news, citing two intelligence sources confirming that a walk-in asset from Pakistani intelligence told the CIA where he was hiding the year before bin Laden was killed. Now, that's interesting, the year before he was killed. I just want to say to this intelligence audience, anybody, you have one eye open, you're driving down the road right now, you're stopped outside of a convenience store, you're eating a bag of Doritos in the car listening to America Tonight. Are you stunned that the Pakistanis, first of all, knew that bin Laden was there? I mean, really? I always thought, of course, how could they not know he was in that compound? I mean, how could they not know? Of course they knew. Of course they knew. You know, the White House has maintained that the U.S. identified bin Laden's location through his courier. I mean, that was even played out in that movie about bin Laden. Remember the about killing bin Laden, getting bin Laden, whatever, the whole thing. And it was through the courier. That's what how they put that out there, right? Before ordering the raid by Navy SEALs without informing Pakistan. And then remember they had to hurry up and scurry and get out of there because then the Pakistani army was going to come after them. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. They knew. We knew. I don't think that's a shock that we knew. So what kind of tale is the White House trying to spin? I just find it hard to believe. I'm going to go with Seymour Hersh on this. I find it hard to believe that he doesn't have good sources and that it's a bunch of bunk, that he's written a piece that is filled with falsehoods and it is inaccurate. Do you think Pakistan kept bin Laden prisoner before the SEALs raid? You think that happened? Perhaps, right? The courier part was hard to believe, but maybe there was some tie with the courier. I don't doubt that there could have been some following of that. But we just had 2 weeks ago a former CIA intelligence official who was in on this, who knew people that were involved in the organization, and said that it wasn't true. Said that the movie was filled with inaccuracies, and so much true. And then kind of as only this kind of a story can do, and something that I found, I guess, in looking at this is, to me, the whole thing is that, you know, Josh Earnest saying that the news report doubting the original version of the killing is completely inaccurate and dancing around and defending that. At the same time, I read a story that had a link to a site that said, you know, for $50,000, you can fire guns with the SEAL who killed bin Laden. So, yes, I mean, it's true. There is one of the Navy SEALs, right? And it's, I guess, coming up in June, Robert O'Neill, who is credited with killing bin Laden in Abbottabad, in the hideout, right? Back in May of 2011. It's at a posh resort hotel in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And they're calling it a historic weekend, honoring, actually, Robert O'Neill. And at the event, you've got clay, pistol, and machine gun competitions with Rob O'Neill. So if you pay $50,000, it's a, you know, for this fundraiser, you can do that with the ex-SEAL. You know what? And I'm going to bet that they probably make a lot of money on that. I think they're going to get that place filled. They're going to have enough people on that weekend that are going to go down there and hang out with O'Neill. What do you think? We're doing the number thing next. We can count. Hang with us.
No. normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is where we start with We Can Count on a Poll. 8 weeks of U.S. military exercises this summer in several of the southwestern states, dubbed Jade Helm 15, have some people upset and wondering if the government is, you know, going to prepare for martial law. Some of you have said and called this show and say, well, you wait and see. It's not a conspiracy. Most voters don't oppose the exercises, right, the military exercises, but a surprising number worry about what the feds are up to. So a new Rasmussen report shows that in this survey, 65% of likely voters favor the U.S. military conducting training exercises in their state. Just 16% are opposed, but slightly more than 19% are undecided. Only 21% believe the government's decision to do these military things, these training exercises, sizes in some states is an infringement on the rights of the citizens of those states. 62% disagree. But certainly it has raised the antenna for lots of people to kind of question it. So what does that mean? Are the feds trying to protect our individual liberty? Or is there something else that's at work here? It's like I said, when you start to see that kind of stuff and then the whole idea of martial law, the conspiracy theory is that we're starting to see that in some areas because of something that's happened when something's imploded, right? I'm just going to say, I hope not. If I have to bury my head in the sand for 5 seconds, I hope that that's not what we see in the future. So speaking of polls, how about this Pew poll? Are you surprised that there are fewer Christians? More people are unaffiliated with a church in the United States. Boy, it doesn't seem like that to me. But, yes, the United States is becoming a little less Christian and more unaffiliated. This was a major study on the changing religious landscape. Remember, Pew isn't one way or the other. So they don't slant Democratic or they don't slant Republican. They don't slant anyway. That's the whole idea of the Pew poll. So this is what they found out. The United States is home to more Christians than any other country in the world. 70.6% of the population, or 173 million adults, would identify themselves as Christians, or did last year. But that's down from 2007, when you had like 78% that called themselves Christian. They did a 200-page study. They called it America's changing religious landscape. And they say you can see it across the board, whites, Latinos, women, men, with or without a college education. But particularly, there are big concerns with Roman Catholics and mainstream Protestants, too, as well. They're saying it's just, you're seeing that, especially with younger people. So interesting. They say Protestants in 2007 accounted for 51.3% of Americans with some kind of a religious affiliation. Then it slipped to 46.5% in 2014. 62 million evangelical, another 36 million belonging to mainstream Protestant denominations. Roman Catholics, who in September will, of course, welcome Pope Francis, who has a papal visit, his first, in the United States. He's going to Philly, Washington, and I think a couple other places, too, New York. About 51 million, but that's down 3 million from 2007. They say that what's really grown is what they call the nuns. Doesn't that sound funny? Not nuns like you're thinking that have a habit on, that are affiliated with the Catholic Church. In fact, they probably there's fewer and fewer of those. The nuns is N-O-N-E-S, and that means they have nothing, no religious affiliation. It's grown from 16.1% to 22.80%. And the median age of that group is 36 years old. 36 years old. And, they say that that's is on the rise. That's what the Pew findings are showing. You know, so how about that? Pretty interesting when you think of, I think of when I travel, I think of all the places I've lived, and I think of all the churches I've seen. But even other places of worship, some temples and whatnot, but certainly just purely with Christians and churches. It seems to me like I've seen more mega churches, but I guess that's just in a concentrated area. Because Pew does a pretty good job. They're usually right on the money. How about this? A judge is going to release 1,000 illegals from detention because of overcrowding. Sadly, we are seeing this more and more, or hearing these stories more and more, and it's a nightmare. I mean, it's a crisis. And we're talking Texas and Pennsylvania. What's happening is they're trying to figure out what to do with illegal mothers and children in those two states, especially, that have been detained. And they say that they've been detained in violation of child protection laws. So it's about 1,000 undocumented mothers and kids in centers in Texas and Pennsylvania could be freed at the order of a judge. The government can avert the crisis, of course, with something in the policy over the next 10 days. They've got emergency talks going on in Washington between immigration people, officials, whatever, and attorneys that are representing the kids who are held in detention. And unless an agreement can be reached between the two sides by May 24th, the families are going to be released upon order of the court, basically. And that would certainly blow a large hole in the Obama administration's deterrent approach at the border, right? Now, the Department of Homeland Security is arguing that detaining families was a necessary response to the surge in the number of children. Some of them, remember this, by themselves, others with their mothers who tried to cross into the U.S., fleeing the terrible violence in Central America. But you've got these detention centers in Dilley and Karnes City in Texas, Berks County in Pennsylvania, and they're inundated with all kinds of things, including complaints over treatment of the kids. So what, you know, what are the complaints? You know what the complaints are? How about this? Criminal prosecution of a former guard who's been charged with abusing his position to have sex with a detained mother. Allegations of medical treatment, poor medical treatment that saw six kids, including a three-year-old girl who was throwing up blood, being advised drink more water. A mother and her children, as young as 3 years old, put in a overnight facility that was solitary confinement because that's the only place they could put them. So there's all kinds of things happening. And why? Because we create the situation because we didn't deal with the immigration problems. And this is what's happened as a result of that. So what do you think is going to happen? It's terrible. And you know, these negotiations don't seem to be going anywhere. So if they don't, everybody's just released. And then what does that mean? People get released and just get absorbed back into the population, I suppose, is what will happen there. This is too bad because when you have visitors going to New York and they want to see, hey, what's a Central Park all about? I heard it's gotten a lot safer. Then you hear the big bad news that muggings are on the rise. That there are teenagers, they believe, and others who are mugging people. And over the weekend, this past weekend, it was particularly bad. So 3 days of it, robberies and all kinds of stuff. And they had surveillance video where you had like a dozen kids who mugged a young couple. And, you know, this was pretty early in the day. That's not good. Because you know, of course, that Central Park is our biggest park in the U.S. People don't realize that, but it is. So all those people crammed into New York, I mean, that's where they're getting their park action. That's too bad. Hopefully they can curb that and, you know, be vigilant. And it, whether it's late afternoon or early night, figure out a way to stop those muggings. Although, as I say that, how do you stop those muggings? One guy was even choked. He didn't die, but choked when he was asked his wallet. Yikes. All right, that's a wrap for We Can Count and this hour. Yo, yo, thanks for listening.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.